From Washington, this is VOA News. There is confusion over who carried out a deadly attack on an Afghanistan hospital. An airstrike in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 9 staff members of the charity group are among the dead, including 3 children at the hospital in Kunduz, after what the medical group described as sustained bombing that continued for more than 30 minutes after American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington were first informed of the airstrikes. The U.S. military has acknowledged it did conduct a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says that individuals threatening the force were the target of an airstrike that took place at 2:15 a.m. local time Saturday. In a statement, Doctors Without Borders said MSF continues in the strongest possible terms, condemns in the strongest possible terms the horrific bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, full of staff and patients. It added that all parties, including Kabul and Washington, were informed of the hospital's location after the fighting broke out in the city. In its statement issued Friday, the ICRC, the International Committee for the Red Cross, said it has emergency medical supplies ready to be flown from Kabul as soon as security at the city's airport improves. The ICRC's Nicholas Metry in Kabul tells VOA hospitals should not be military targets.
Since the fighting started, the two hospitals, there were just basically two operating hospitals in Kunduz city that are attending to the needs of those wounded because of the fighting.
In a statement, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the U.S. is trying to determine exactly what happened. This is VOA News. Only 5% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have targeted an Islamic State extremist. Britain's defense chief said Saturday, as Moscow's 4-day-old aerial campaign continues despite Western concerns. In an interview with the Sun newspaper, British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said most of the Russian bombs have instead targeted other Syrian rebel groups, including the Western-backed Free Syrian Army, and were killing civilians. Fallon's boss, the British Prime Minister David Cameron, had some stronger words for the Russian movements.
Well, it's absolutely clear that Russia is not discriminating between ISIL and the legitimate Syrian opposition groups. And as a result, they're actually backing the butcher Assad and helping him and really making the situation worse.
On Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama insisted the conflict is not going to become a proxy war between Washington and Moscow, even as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups in Syria. He said this is not some superpower chessboard contest. Iran welcomed back a plane carrying home the first group of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's stampede during the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. President Hassan Rouhani joined several senior officials at a repatriation ceremony Sunday at the Tehran airport. Some 464 Iranians were killed in the stampede, which has further damaged ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Iran has blamed the stampede on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia, and Iranians have staged several protests outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Saudi Arabia said Saturday it had arrested a Syrian man and a Filipina for allegedly manufacturing suicide bomb belts in the kingdom's capital. The official Saudi press agency reported Saturday that the two were arrested in Riyadh. It said the Filipina sold explosive belts for the Syrian who arrived in Saudi Arabia in 2010. It also said she wore such a belt when the man was gone. It said police raided their house in Riyadh's Al-Fayyad district on Wednesday, defusing the booby traps inside and finding 2 explosive belts, bomb-making material, and a machine gun and ammunition. A second raid in Riyadh's Al Jazeera neighborhood turned up no bombs, it said. Demonstrators in Nairobi, Johannesburg, and London held marches Saturday demanding a halt to poaching of elephants and rhinos. In Johannesburg, a vehicle carrying a rhino sculpture led anti-poaching marchers, while in London, activists in elephant costumes called for an end to the ivory trade. The demonstrations were part of what organizers called a global march for rhinos and elephants, whose populations have been severely reduced by criminal networks that sell rhino horn and elephant ivory for high prices.
That's the latest world news from VOA.